John's gospel confirms that Jesus appeared to his disciples several times. Now, that eliminated any doubt concerning his divinity when those saw him. But life goes on, and these followers needed to eat. Peter and a few others decided to go out one night and cast out their nets. Unfortunately, they caught nothing. The next morning, they saw a man on the shore who said to them, "Cast out your nets on the right side." Unbeknownst to them, it was Jesus. They caught so many fish, they could not fit them into the boat. Peter then realized it was Jesus because this was the same miracle that he performed when he first met Peter. The number caught was 153. Okay. Now, scholars have been perplexed for centuries by the significance of the number 153. Father Ray Brown, who is a very prominent theologian, said that that was going to be one of the first questions he was going to ask our Lord when he got to heaven. Why 153? Now, Jesus cared for his friends' physical needs by preparing a meal for his followers when they reached the shore. Then our Lord asked Peter, who had denied him three times, if he loved him. Jesus posed this question three times. Each time Peter said yes, and Jesus always countered with, "Feed my sheep." Whenever we declare our love for God, listen in your heart for that same response, "Feed my sheep." Caring for those God loves is the only way that we can express our love. Now, some people hold the assumption that God needs our love. I don't believe that. Before the universe was created, in his majesty, I don't think that God decided he needs to create someone to love him. I think that God, who is love, created a human family so they could share this feeling of what love is. Now, humanity needs to love one another. God so loved the world that he sent his son to walk among us and teach us firsthand what love is, whom to love, everybody without exception, and how to love with our whole hearts. There was a man who thought he knew everything about God. He was a learned man, a Pharisee, who studied and knew the scriptures, which we call the Old Testament. He was so sure he understood what God wanted that he hunted and killed anyone who disputed those scriptures. He was struck down, blinded, and Jesus asked him, "Why are you persecuting him?" This man, Saul, who was renamed Paul, not only gained his physical sight, but gained a true understanding of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. God, love does not judge, because love is God. When our Lord asks us to tend his sheep, the first step is to feed them with the knowledge that they are loved. They don't have to earn God's love, because God's love is always present. I once read that the problem is not that God does not think we're good enough, but the problem is we don't know how good we are. As children of God, we can perform incredible works of goodness and grace. We witness countless acts of kindness, especially during a disaster. Strangers open their homes. They provide food, clothing, and all types of assistance. However, we also see those who take advantage of people in distress. It is tragic when people close their hearts and their minds to the goodness that they are capable to provide. They choose instead to benefit from someone's grief. We must remember that God's love's meaning and God's love is his being. We can show our love for God and our human family in significant or magnanimous ways. You could win the $1 billion lottery after purchasing everything that you want. Consider starting a foundation for those less fortunate. However, love can be as simple as a heartfelt smile, holding a door open, or wiping away a tear. Remember Matthew's gospel. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, when did we see you hungry? When did we feed you? Or when did we see you thirsty? Or when did we give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger or an alien and invited you in or clothed you? When did we go to prison? When did we see you in prison and go and visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, when you do this to the least of my brothers, to the least of my sisters, to the least in your human family, you did it for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.